One of the many questions that we are asked is, how come we have so many laws, church laws? Is it really necessary? And year after year, new pope, new law. And here in the gospel today, we heard Jesus seems like adding a new law. My brothers and sisters, remember in the beginning when God saw the universe, it's full of chaos. That's why in His divine law, He puts order to everything. He made day and night. Separate earth from the sea or water. He made man and women to fill the earth. Divine law becomes the natural law, where every universe moves according to its axis. Then came the human law. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, not for his benefit, but for our benefit. Like for instance, or for example, if there's no traffic light in Almaden Expressway and Redmond, and you are running late, late to the mass, you would probably just go on your way without the traffic light, right? But the traffic light gives order so that when the time we go and when the time we stop. The same thing as the law. It guides us. It gives us instructions. Speaking of instructions, like for instance, we buy a new appliances. We need the instruction on how to use it. I remember my mom, first time to use a microwave, she puts the aluminum foil. And I said, no! So instructions. We need instruction. This is how or why we have law. But our law is the church law, I should say, is always based on the divine law. Divine law, natural law, and human law. But today, again in the gospel, we heard Jesus, this is my new commandment. Love one another. Is he adding a new law or a commandment? I don't think so. But what he was expressing to us today is how to fulfill the law. Because remember, he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. And so he is commanding us, love one another. It's not really a command or a new commandment for me. But it's just a way of how we should fulfill the law. Like for instance, thou shalt not commit adultery. What did Jesus did to the adulterous woman? Did he condemn the adulterous woman? No. He did not look at the sin of this woman, but at the person. He forgave this woman of sinning, and he said, sin no more. Another example, thou shalt not kill. Where in the Bible is that? Remember, when Jesus were being captured by the soldiers, And Peter took the knife and cut the ear of one of the soldiers. And Jesus said, stop. Again, love one another. Love one another despite of they are hurting you or giving you pain. But give them the truth. And this we heard in the first reading today. Paul's journey, it was not easy. Every time he goes to town to proclaim the truth, they are being stoned for speaking the truth. And you heard in the reading, they having a hardship on proclaiming the truth. But did they stop? No. Because Jesus commanded them, love one another. Love even though they don't accept the truth. But we need to pursue and to teach the truth. We need to persevere and endure all this pain, if necessary, to speak the truth about Jesus. And in the gospel, and in the second reading today, in the book of Revelation, speaking of the new heaven and earth, if we only, each one of us in the entire world love one another, just imagine Jesus speaking of the new earth and new heaven, that will be, if we love one another, that will be the fulfillment of the new heaven and the new earth. My brothers and sisters, this is what Jesus is telling us today. Love one another, treating each other with respect. But one thing more, if we love one another, speak only the truth to each other. Spread only the truth to each other. This is how we should love one another. Speak the truth of Christ.